It is Monday, October 16th, 2017. It's National Bosses Day, and Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics might have some thoughts about that. He's with me on the phone from his Fort Smith office. Michael, did you know it was National Bosses Day?
No, but I'll have to say happy boss day to my wife, because that's mine.
There you go. All right, let's talk about home sale numbers in Fort Smith revealed last week, and it's the age-old, some bad, but maybe some good as well. Help me out with what we know.
Well, September numbers, we don't want to see any more September numbers, but sales volume in September was down 22%. That's Sebastian and Crawford County is what we're looking at. About 25 million, almost 26 million in September. It was 33.1 million last year, so there's your 22% dip. However, kind of a couple of caveats. One, the days on market, homes in Sebastian County and Crawford County, not only is the average price rising in both counties, but the days on market is declining, which those are good. Those are two things you want to see if you're a homeowner and a realtor. For example, days on market in Sebastian County fell from 128 last year at this time to 90 this year. That's a huge difference. In Crawford County, it fell from 134 to 106. You know, that's almost a month. That could be a big deal in terms of a transaction. Year to date, just cut to the bottom line. The numbers are still up year to date. It was 182.8, almost 183 million for both counties. Last year it was 176.3 million in terms of total home sales. So up just almost 4% for the year. But for that to continue to be positive, October, the final quarter of the year, we don't need to see any more 22% declines.
So waiting to see if it was an aberration or not.
Right. It's been a long time. Maybe I should go back to the numbers, but if memory serves well, it's been a long time since we've had a dip over 20%.
Right.
So it may have just been a lot of transactions pushed forward into October. So we'll see what this month looks like.
All right. Let's push into 2018, an election year, and it's far still from folks being able to officially register for political races in Arkansas. But people are beginning to announce, including a relative political newcomer, James J. Richardson, who announced he's going to run for the state house.
Yep. You know, he's a Fort Smith native, but he and his wife, Talisha, who's a member of the Fort Smith Public School Board, so they're becoming a political family. They were out of the area for about 24 years, living and working outside. But he announced for Representative George McGill's seat, which is District 78. Mr. McGill is not running again. He's announced he's going to run for Fort Smith mayor because Mayor Sandy Sanders is not running again. So a little bit of a political domino there. But Jay is running. Like Mr. McGill, he's African-American. He represents the north side of Fort Smith and some parts of Sebastian County. From some of the initial feedback we've been getting through social media and email and other things, he seems to be a popular candidate. As you said, there'll be plenty of time for other folks to file, but Jay's been active in the community. He works as kind of a investment. He works for Centuri Ventures, which is owned by Steve Clark, which owns ProPac, and he helps Mr. Clark look at business investment possibilities and that type of thing. So he has a business background also. The filing, and I expect we'll have more announcements, not only in that seat, but in other seats, both Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith. I think people are going to want to get out. Look, the primary is just around the corner when you think about it.
Yeah.
So people are going to want to get their name in the hat just to maybe start raising money or fend off other candidates.
Well, and, you know, along with your story about this announcement at talkbusiness.net, you have a list of folks who represent part of Fort Smith, either in the Senate or the House, and who's right. Announced and who hasn't. We don't have any races yet.
No. And, gosh, I hope we do. We have had some cycles in the past where there was just no, you know, no race, just the incumbents or a new person. And I'm sure those folks who didn't have an opponent loved it, but I like competition in the marketplace and in the political marketplace as well.
All right. Well, happy Bosses Day to you, Michael Tilley. And he is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all of these items and many more throughout the week, throughout the day at talkbusiness.net. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.